Listening Library presents The Vine Basket by Josanne Lavallee. Read for you by Zeynep Bilik. To the Uyghur people of East Turkestan, in their struggle to preserve their language, culture, and religion, and to live freely in their own land. 1. Mehrgul scanned the crowds at the market, looking for Atta. Surely by now her father had spent the yuan they'd made from the sale of a few peaches. But there was no sign of him along the dirt paths that were lined with the autumn harvest from nearby farms. The green and red peppers, the onions and potatoes piled high on donkey carts or spread out on blankets. Atta was not among those bargaining for turnips or carrots or meat cut from hanging carcasses of sheep. He'd been gone long enough to get drunk. Wasn't that why he had brought her? Each Wednesday he left her alone with the cart for a longer and longer time. Her gaze shifted to the mounds of honey peaches that lay unsold, the pile of willow baskets. Until her brother went away, it had been his job to come to market. Mehmet had insisted Mehrgul come too, during her summer vacation. "She arranges wilted radishes so they look good enough to eat," he told Atta. She could arrange the family's goods, but she had no gift for selling. When Mehmet was in charge, they'd sold everything, and their legs swung happily from the edge of the empty cart as their old donkey pulled them home. That seemed a lifetime ago. It had only been 8 weeks.
"Are you all right?"
The woman selling yarn next to her had called out to her. Mehrgul was standing, gripping the edge of the cart.